Welcome back to WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston. And tonight, pianist Marc-André Hamelin. I'm Chris Voss. One of the lovely things about the New England Conservatory's beautiful performance venue, Jordan Hall, is actually not found on stage, but is found high above the stage. Next time you sit in Jordan Hall, take a look up and enjoy the mirrored skylight that reflects the stage back down onto you. Tonight, mirrored in the ceiling for Jordan Hall, a 9-foot Steinway grand piano, and one of the great pianists of our time, Marc-André Hamelin. Next on tonight's program, a sonata by Alexander Scriabin with a curious title, The White Mass. Scriabin was one of these deeply profound composers, and this late sonata of his sort of teems and surges with mysticism. Some have called The White Mass a musical exorcism of sorts for Scriabin's previous sonata, which he refused to play, actually, because he viewed it to be cursed and demonic. And The White Mass, by contrast, was one of Scriabin's favorites of his own music. It has a ceremonial quality to it, with the sounds of bells and Eastern Orthodox chants mixing in throughout, making for a haunting listen that ends with this daunting 25-note chord. It is brilliantly played here by pianist Marc-André Hamelin, Scriabin's White Mass on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
Scriabin's 7th Piano Sonata, titled The White Mass, with Gramophone Hall of Fame and 10-time Grammy-nominated pianist Marc-Andre Hamlin, as part of the Celebrity Series of Boston at NEC's Jordan Hall. I'm Chris Voss. To hear this concert again, anytime you like, just visit the In Concert page at our website, classicalwcrb.org. To finish the concert tonight, a piece imbued with love. This is the Schumann Fantasy in C. Schumann began it during a prolonged separation from his beloved Clara, whom he would marry a few years later on. And he finished composing it as part of a dedication to his idol, Beethoven, hoping to help raise money for a statue in Beethoven's honor. Above the first notes, Schumann quotes Beethoven's song cycle to the distant beloved, An die ferne Geliebte. He writes, "Sounding through every note in the earth's colorful dream is a quiet note for the one who listens in secret." Here is Schumann's Fantasy in C with pianist Marc-Andre Hamlin at NEC's Jordan Hall in Boston as part of the Celebrity Series of Boston on WCRB In Concert.
Thank you. Thank you.
Marc-Andre Hamlin with Schumann's Fantasy in C, performed live at NEC's Jordan Hall in a concert presented by the Celebrity Series of Boston, and heard only here on Classical Radio Boston on WCRB in concert. I'm Chris Voss. Thank you for joining me tonight for this lovely concert. And don't forget, you can hear it again at our website anytime you like. That's classicalwcrb.org. The concert is available on demand. Just find the In Concert page. Here is Marc-Andre Hamlin again coming on stage, an encore to this beautiful concert. It would be a surprise, I think, if a pianist of this caliber didn't inspire calls for an encore from the audience. Let's see what he's got. Thank you. What a beautiful thing. That is Schubert's second impromptu with Marc-André Hamelin in a performance that really, really draws you in. I'm Chris Voss. This is WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston. You can hear this concert again at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's where also you can find information about upcoming concerts presented by the Celebrity Series of Boston. Many more pianists on the schedule this year, including Emmanuel Ax, Daniel Trifonov, and Yuja Wang. Also, the LA Philharmonic is going to be in Boston as part of the Celebrity Series in April. Again, classicalwcrb.org. And look at that. One more encore this evening. I believe this is going to be Moskovsky's Waltz in E. Thank you. Marc-Andre Amelin finishing out his concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston here on WCRB in concert with his second encore. That's Moskovsky's Waltz in E here on Classical Radio Boston 99.5 WCRB. He has some lovely recent recordings out, Marc-Andre Amelin, including Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto with the London Philharmonic, as well as some of the most exquisite, quietest playing you will hear of Morton Feldman's for Benita Marcus. This broadcast was produced by me, Chris Voss, and mixed and edited by audio producer Antonio Oliart Ross. The executive producer of WCRB in Concert is Brian McCreeth. Thank you to Marc-Andre Amelin and Kathy Fuller and to the staffs of the Celebrity Series of Boston for all their help in making this broadcast possible. You can find a full broadcast schedule of WCRB in Concert at classicalwcrb.org, where this concert is available on demand, as well as an interview with Marc-Andre Amelin. I'm Chris Voss. Thank you for joining me for this In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.